This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. Now, with the new year comes a new era in New York City politics. Zoran Mamdani officially sworn in as mayor just after midnight with a backdrop that acknowledged the importance of the working people to keep the city humming.
After just having taken my oath to become the mayor of the city of New York, I do so also here in the old City Hall subway station, a testament to the importance of public transit, to the vitality, the health, and the legacy of our city.
Now, this was only his first swearing in of the day. Mayor Mamdani will take the oath a second time this afternoon in public, followed by an inaugural celebration to which all New Yorkers have been invited. 1010 Winds reporter Glenn Schock covering that story for us today.
Final preparations for this inauguration day certainly include a lot of security in and around City Hall and Lower Manhattan, as 34-year-old Zoran Mamdani will be sworn in on the steps of City Hall at 1 this afternoon. Also, tens of thousands are going to be part of a public block party in the Canyon of Heroes. It was first announced by Mamdani on X last week.
Dreaming demands hope. Dreaming demands solidarity. Dreaming demands work.
Also taking their oaths of office and delivering inauguration speeches today will be the public advocate, Jemani Williams, along with our new city controller, Mark Levine. Glenn Schock, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM. Happy New Year here from City Hall.
Now, the second oath of office will be administered by one of his political mentors, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, who, like Mayor Mamdani, has made affordability his political mantra. Now, it's already been a day of firsts for the city and its new political leader. Mayor Mamdani is the city's first Muslim leader, the first of South Asian descent, and to be born in Africa. He's also the youngest mayor in well over a century. Keep it locked here at 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM for live coverage of the public inauguration, scheduled for 1 o'clock this afternoon. Well, today's inauguration means Eric Adams is a civilian again. The now former mayor posting a video message on social media within minutes of midnight, shortly after his first and only mayoral term came to its official end.
Some days were rough as hell, but we kept the thing moving. And I am proud of what we fought through and what we got done.
Now, as for what's next for the former mayor, Adams says he'll be making a big announcement in the near future, so stay tuned. Adams left office with a bit of a bang yesterday.
With the clock ticking down on former Mayor Adams' final hours in office, he took aim at several bills impacting several hot-button issues for New Yorkers. Among them, a bill aimed at protecting rideshare drivers from being fired without cause. Another bill that got the kibosh? Well, one that would have forced landlords to provide air conditioning. The Real Estate Board of New York saying that veto stops the cost of housing from becoming even more unaffordable. Keep in mind, though, these last-minute moves, more statement makers than anything else, because once the city council reconvenes under Mayor Mamdani, they can all be overturned. In the newsroom, Monica Guy, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
In addition to a new mayor, city commuters are about to be hit with some new fare increases soon. Starting Sunday, the base cost for a subway or bus ride in the city rises by a dime to an even $3. Drivers will pay more as well at all MTA bridges and tunnels, where tolls will go up 7.5%. And so will anyone who rides the Long Island Railroad Metro North. A round of fare hikes for the trains will include 4.5% more for monthly and weekly tickets and 8% more for all other fares. That's just the tip of the iceberg for the new fares. Riders should check out the new fare tables for details. Well, the first subway shoving of the new year happening overnight at the 161st Street subway stop on the 4 line. The victim was a 72-year-old man. Police say he was pushed into the side of an A train before falling back onto the platform. The NYPD telling 1010 Winds the man was taken to the hospital in stable condition, and they do have a person in custody. It's not clear what led up to the attack or if the victim was attacked by a total stranger. Well, baby, it's 2026 and the city's first baby of the new year has made her debut in Manhattan. The as yet unnamed baby girl entered the world at the stroke of midnight at NYC Health and Hospitals Harlem. 7 pounds, 2.8 ounces, 21 inches. This is child number 5 for proud mother and father Ami and Amadou Niang. The first baby of the year in Brooklyn was little Noah Joseph Lewis, born at Maimonides Medical Center at 2:22 this morning. And about an hour after that, a little boy named Avon was the first baby of 2026 to be born in the Bronx at Montefiore Wakefield. Newborns and parents all healthy and well, we are told. With a deadly hit and run in Queens overnight, it happened on 102nd Street in Corona. Two pedestrians struck by an SUV as they crossed the road shortly after 4 a.m., the victims both in their 20s, a 24-year-old man now critical, the other victim pronounced dead at the scene. The driver of the SUV did not stop, and police now looking to make an arrest.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.